Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past. Welcome back, darlings. I am ecstatic you are joining me again this week. I had another episode in mind, and quite honestly, when I went to record, I just wasn't feeling it. But I did realize what I wanted to speak about, and for me, it is my own personal list of the do's and the don'ts of witchcraft. For those of you who are witches, realize that this is, in fact, your path and your journey. So here we go. The first thing, do not feel the need to justify your path. Not everyone is going to understand your spiritual journey or what your spirit tells you that you should do or follow. Not everyone's going to understand it. And sometimes explaining it more just confuses people more. So don't feel the need to justify your spiritual beliefs. The second is do not gatekeep someone who says that they're a witch. Not all of us were born into witchcraft families. We're not all hereditary witches. It is not your job as a witch to mind the other witches. Your job is to mind your own craft. And the third is do not hide your craft out of wanting to make other people comfortable. It is not your job to make other people feel comfortable with your spiritual journey. If they are not comfortable with it, that is their problem. And I'm saying this as a reforming people pleaser. I always wanted everyone to be happy and content, even if that meant breaking off just a little bit of myself. That's not how to be you. That is not who you are. When people come to my house, my witchcraft stuff is out in my office on full display. I don't hide it. I don't conceal it. This is my home. This is my practice. If you are not comfortable with it, you don't need to be around it. Now on to the do's. Do number one, do your research. Learn everything you can. If there's a particular piece of witchcraft that you find fascinating, learn everything you can about it. For me, it's witchcraft history. Learning about the people who came before, those who were called witches and weren't, and those who actually propelled witches into history, those people who were controversial or maybe just ahead of their time. That's what makes me happy, is doing the research. The second thing is do encourage other people to do their research. A lot of the things that surround witchcraft and fear of people who say they're witches is lack of understanding, lack of research. They just believe, you know, what they were told. Encourage others. Hey, maybe you should look into this so maybe you can understand a little bit better why I do what I do and why I am what I am. But don't justify it to them. Just encourage them to do their research. And then that way it's up to them. The third thing is to definitely do embrace that this is part of who you are. This is not the entirety of who you are, but it's a part of you. It's that puzzle piece that creates the masterpiece of you as a witch and as a human being. So do embrace it. It's not something to be shameful of or to hide or conceal. It's just an additional puzzle piece that completes you on your journey. The next do is do what your soul tells you. Some witches are Wiccans, and that's what their soul tells them. Some of us, like myself, are eclectics. We use and we work with what feels right in the moment. I don't have a set of rules that I follow or rituals that I have to practice on the full moon on the third Wednesday of next month. I do what I feel compelled to do. And a lot of time it's just protecting my house or protecting myself, protecting my peace. And the last thing, well, not the last thing just yet, second to last, is do believe in yourself and your path. There's going to be a lot of questions coming at you. There's going to be people who try and make you doubt your beliefs in whatever form of witchcraft you practice. And that's okay to hear the questions. But come back to why you started this journey, why you are on this path. And realign yourself with it sometimes. Or a lot of the times when you feel like other people's opinions are coming in. And my last do of witchcraft, do seek out the people who understand and embrace all of you, not just part of you. Embrace the people that say, I love everything about you, even including the fact that you're a witch, not the people who say, well, I love you. Well, most of you. But this whole witchcraft thing, I'm not a fan of. Those aren't your people. Find those that embrace every single aspect of you and are willing to encourage you to do what makes your soul happy. And that's it. That's my do's and don'ts of witchcraft. There's no magic formula. There's no magic spell. It's you existing. And at the end of the day, that magic that you have inside of you, that understands the magic of the universe and the magic of being a witch, that's what you have at the end of the day. Make sure that it sits well with your soul and your spirit and your path. And that's all I have for you, my darlings. I want you to take this and understand that even if there are people who don't understand you, I understand you. I understand your path. And when we work together, I will help you craft a bewitching lifestyle. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day. I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Bruja. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform and join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.